conference record has joined the conference.
Hi, thanks for joining us. On to the next segment. Today we have the maintenance lead for JSR 356, Java API for WebSocket, Pavel Butsik. And I'm here today meeting with him, and he's going to give us a little bit of an overview of the Java API for WebSocket and share with us a few ways that Adopt a JSR participants can contribute to the effort. So thanks for joining me, Pavel.
Hi, Heather.
You want to share with the leaders a little bit about what the JSR is about? It just went final, obviously, with the Java EE 7 release, but you also recently did a maintenance release, so maybe you can just share a little bit of an overview of what the JSR was about, and then, you know, what you just did for your maintenance release that happened in August of 2014.
Okay, sure. So Java API for WebSocket specification basically covers the WebSocket RFC, which is, I think, RFC 6455, which was defined or finalized like 3 years ago. It's part of the HTTP specification itself, and it says how can WebSocket protocol can be utilized in Java EE environment. So that's basically it. As a like really, really high level overview, we can define WebSocket endpoints and stuff like that, and the API is kind of broad in terms of it includes annotated and programmatic way how we can define endpoints, and it even includes the client API, so you can develop server-side applications, and you can then afterwards use the implementation to access these applications from Java SE and other environments. So that's just an overview, and about the maintenance release, which was released recently, it was basically a bug which we needed to fix, and it was about the alignment with JDK 8. So we discovered that we are using the Reflection API, or we have to use Reflection API to basically support the functionality of the specified API. But the problem was that the first use case wasn't really compliant with the Java SE specification, and since Java SE 8 included Lambda, and it changed a lot of things, and our use case stopped working. So we had to basically fix that by adding two new methods to the WebSocket API. So it was really small change, but it has a big impact. Basically, you were not able to use Lambda when defining message handlers in WebSocket API, and another big impact is that you were not able to use it from Nashorn project, which is the JavaScript runtime, which is included in Java SE 8.
All right. So that was released in August. That's the maintenance release of JSR 356. And I think that this is a really good example showing that even after a JSR goes final, there's still work that goes on to support a JSR, and there's still opportunities to participate for the Adopt a JSR members.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, this whole initiative was based on the user submission of a bug against the reference, or against Tyrus, which is a reference implementation of the JSR. So this is basically community-driven JSR release, like the perfect example of it.
Yes. So still on the JSR 356 page, you can find links to the public communications, so the users list, so that's still open and active, and also the issue tracker. So Pavel, is there anything now at this point that people can contribute to as far as on the issue tracker, any feedback you're looking for?
Yes, definitely. We did not start a new version of the specification for Java EE 8 yet, but we will definitely start something soonish. But there are still things we need to figure out how they could work or should work. So we have like two or three big issues which needs to be solved. The first one, or the overall one is the integration with Java, with other Java EE specification and the Java EE specifications, namely with CDI. So we have a big issue with the CDI actually in the WebSocket world, because the scopes are not defined properly, and we are going to fix it in the next version of the spec, but we will need to have lots of use cases, or basically we would like to know how you use the API and how to use the API with CGI, basically. That would really help us. So if you have some more complicated ways or even suggestions for improvements, like what we could support in the API itself, then please, you can share that in the mailing list, or you can file an issue in that issue tracker mentioned by Heather, and you can use Adopt.js Artac to make it more visible for us and even for her.
Yes. Okay, that sounds good. So people can either follow the link on the jcp.org page for JSR 356 to the public communications channel. So you can send mail there to that list and use Adopt a JSR tag, or you can click on the issue tracking and the WebSocket spec JIRA issue tracking instances there, and you can open a new issue and submit use cases there. Also use the Adopt a JSR tag. And obviously JSR 356 was really popular with the Adopt a JSR leaders, and even, you know, a few sample applications were created, even one of them from BJUG included the Glassfish samples of the Java E7 SDK. So I know there will continue to be interest in WebSocket, so definitely want to encourage the community to participate and give us feedback in these areas. Is there anything else that you want to share?
Well, that's basically it. So, but if you want to have some specific issues which you want to look at, so as I already mentioned, there are these CDI related things. So that if you click on that link to the issue tracker, you can find WebSocket specification 196 issue and WebSocket spec 197, which is these things are related to the CDI, so you can like read it and maybe get the information we need to start your work, or maybe start suggesting these new use cases, or maybe even how we can solve it in the specification itself. And there are another two issues which you can look at. So that's integration with another Java E specification, namely Servlet. So you can actually currently you can get some reference to the objects which are provided by Servlet API, but it's not that easy. It could be much easier for the users to get them. So that's WebSocket spec 217. That's another issue you can look at, and there are another set of issues related to the client API. So currently, clients or WebSocket API client does not provide really any way how you can set authentication and authorization properties. Like, for example, if you want to use basic or digest authentication scheme or some SSL related properties. So that's, I think, issue. No, also I don't have the issue number right now, but this stuff is definitely. we are basically looking forward to get some impression how this can be solved, maybe with alignment with the other specifications. So if anybody could make a little research about that, how this is solved on the in the other specification, and then provide some feedback and maybe like as an issue in our JIRA, that would be really perfect.
Okay, great. So that first issue you mentioned, so in the WebSocket spec, so the issue tracker, if you follow it, it's issue number 217. And you can view that issue and comment on it in the issue tracker. And that's
yep.
A public issue tracker, so anyone can go ahead and do that, and that would be helpful to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for sharing this with me. It's been helpful, and I hope that the members are encouraged to participate and contribute to the future of the WebSocket API.
Okay, thank you for having me, and I'm looking forward for any contributions.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Talk to you later.